you got to tell me if this is a normal thing or not, all right? Because I was at this party over the weekend, and we were at a house, right? And so open up a door and, you know, see, you know, what looks like basically a bedroom there. I mean, they were showing us, like, some fish that were in this room. And I was like, well, whose bedroom is this? I'm like, oh, it's his. And they're married. And so the wife and the husband, they sleep in different rooms. They sleep in different beds. I mean, not just different beds, completely different floors, completely different rooms.
I have friends that do that.
And so I was like, wait, hang on. You sleep in different rooms? And they're like, yeah, you know, he snores. So that's how they make it work. And then I asked someone else. I was like, is that? I was like, oh, okay, all right. Is that normal? And they were like, well, she wasn't living with anyone at the time, but she was like, if I ever lived again with a guy, I would insist on having separate rooms. You don't understand. It is the best. And I was on the minority for people who were thought that was, I guess, odd that they
unusual,
sleep.
Unusual, not the standard.
Yeah, yeah, not the standard. I was in the minority. I'm like, has it shifted? Is it different now?
I do know of more and more people that are doing that. It's kind of like a sleep divorce. But when you say it like that, it sounds kind of bad. But
yeah, I was
no,
going to say, it sounds it works, bad if you say
yeah, it. Yeah, but it works for a lot of people. And, you know, there are times when if we need better sleep, we have not been sleeping well for like a week, you know, one of us will go sleep downstairs so that, you know, we can get better sleep. But it's not a everyday thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's occasional.
That's crazy. Like I was and I asked someone else, and, you know, I had a couple things to drink, so
uh-huh.
I wasn't letting it drop quickly.
Okay, so
you
were
admit,
like, but wait, I have
questions.
Your brain went to logistics, right?
I,
like, how do you stay connected?
Well, they said that's
as husband and wife, right?
They said, oh, well, they still do that, but they just sleep in different rooms. And so then
okay.
I'm thinking, okay, well, what about different beds? Just in the same room, just
well,
doing
if it's a snoring
beds.
Issue, that's not going to help it at all.
Like maybe
you do need to be in a separate room.
Maybe I've been blessed in this department. And since, you know, I don't know any other way. I don't know the, I guess, the torture of trying to sleep and you can't because your partner is either making noise or has, like, you know,
tosses and turns.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Maybe I've been blessed in this and this has just never been an issue for me. But,
well, yeah, I mean, maybe you guys are just much more compatible sleepers. You're both quiet. You don't disturb each other. Or she can sleep through all your stuff and never
yeah,
never wake up.
I don't know.
If one partner's like that, maybe.
I was going to say.
Maybe it works.
Maybe I am the problem, but I just don't know
well,
I am.
She just doesn't tell you.
Because either she doesn't tell me or she just sleeps through it. So
right.
Anyone else, and it'd be an issue. And he'd be like, no, listen, you are sleeping in a different room.
Well, yeah, and there's like an element of shame when you find out that you are causing your partner to not get sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Even though you can't control it, if you're asleep and you're snoring, you don't know.
How does that conversation, and this was a question I never had answer, how does that conversation come about? Where
well, you kind of notice that your partner's kind of a little crankier in the morning, and you're like, hey, babe, did you get good sleep? No, I really didn't.
Uh-huh.
And then starts the... okay, well, why? And then it's like, well, you're snoring. Like, ow.
Okay.
Yeah, then the shame sets in, and then it's just like, okay, fine, I'll go sleep downstairs. And then it comes to that, and then you
so
feel
then
the one that goes downstairs feels banished.
I know,
and
I
then,
feel like
yes.
That
well, but then you're mad at yourself. You're like, why are you snoring? Because it's like, you get it
uh-huh.
why they're frustrated, but you know you can't really control. I mean, there are things you can try. Don't know if they work.
I mean, well done for couples who can have that conversation, which I feel like is a difficult one.
Yes.
And make it work.
They come to that agreement and nobody's upset about it.
Sleeping in. Yeah, exactly. Without there being some sort of resentment or some sort of like grumble or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I guess it's, you know, you could take a look at it and say, all right, well, this is just, you know, my little cave or, you know, my little special area of the house is my room. And that's where I can go to decompress and whatever. But I don't know.
You don't have that option. So I think it's a really good thing that you guys sleep well together because all your rooms are taken. So you would have to end up on the couch
or something.
And I don't think anybody needs that.
Interesting. Anyways, I saw that and I was witness to it over the weekend and I was like, man, am I now in, do I have an antiquated thought about how this whole sleeping arrangement works with your partner?
Are there more and more people sleeping separately?
Yeah.
In couples?
I don't know. Maybe. Interesting though.